The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might remember a couple of days ago on the show, we were in Castle Martyr Resort and we were there for News Talk summer tour. We were kicking things off and a few of us on the team were reminded that we kicked off the summer tour last year in Dalkey. And when we were in Dalkey, when we were on air, the news broke that Christy Dignam had passed away. And people who listen to the show regularly will remember that Tom Dunn ran up the road to us and very eloquently shared his own memories of Christy and the impact that Christy had on the music industry, which is a kind of a long way of me remarking and reminding you that it is exactly 1 year ago this week, 1 year yesterday to be precise, that he passed away. The lead singer of Aslan, Ciara Dignam, is with me in studio. Ciara, you're welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
And thanks a million. I mean, no doubt it's been a difficult year at times. Does it feel like a full year?
No. If you said to me it was three months ago, I'd say, yeah, that feels about right. I don't know where this year has gone. Most days, I don't know. Now, today even, I don't know where I am. I know where I am because it's a big sign, but you know what I mean? It's kind of very much just wandering around. Kind of lost nearly. It's a strange feeling.
And how has that kind of changed throughout the year, or has it been pretty constant, that feeling throughout the year? Was it worse at the start? Or for some people, the start is kind of almost easier. There's kind of stuff happening and they kind of have a thing to focus on and then it gets worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I do feel that myself. It's that numbness is very much there at the beginning. You kind of get through. I think it's kind of the shock and the trauma of actually losing somebody, especially somebody so close and being there when it happens. Even though we had a prolonged illness, he always went against anything we were told. We were given days, then we were given months, then we were given years, and he always found a way of avoiding it. So you kind of start to take advantage of that mindset. So then when it actually happens, it is very much my numbness was, I can't think, it was a kind of fight or flight type of situation, and that's what's gotten me through. And as you said, sometimes it can be harder in the beginning or harder as you go. It's starting to get harder for me now. It's starting to kind of feel real to me that I don't think he's coming back type of situation.
Yeah, reality.
Although logically I know he's not, but the actual realization of that is,
and the emotional impact and everything, exactly, of realizing that you can't pick up the phone or call over or see him when you want to and talk to him when you want to.
And that's something that I would have relied on him a lot, with my music, with just advice, you know, about gigs. Or I'm writing a lot lately, which I think is helping me as well. I would go to him with a lot of things like that, and he's not there now.
Yeah. You know? And do you find that now when you're writing music or lyrics or anything else, that you're conscious of what he might think of them, if you could ask him that question?
Yeah, I am. That said, he'd always have constructive criticism for me, but he'd never kind of put me down, you know, so I know he wouldn't be like, I don't like that, in that way. But I know what style he liked, and I know I kind of can look at things and say, right, I know he'd tell me to change that.
And a year on, are people still coming up to you when they know who you are and find out, sharing stories, their own stories about him?
Yeah, absolutely. You get it on the daily, really.
Yeah.
Whether it's online or if I meet people for the first time. Yeah, it's. I've said it before, like, everyone seems to have a Christy story.
And are there times that's hard, that you'd kind of think, I'm sure you're human. There must be days where you kind of think, even though the person has been personally pleasant, you think, I really don't want to be bombarded with this again today.
Absolutely, yeah. And as you said, I am human, and that people can forget that. They think you're kind of an entity because of who he was. And absolutely, like, people mean well. They want to share lovely stories. They want to, I think, make me feel better by saying how he may have touched their lives, or he may have met them and made them feel good that day or whatever. And people mean well. And it is lovely to hear. But yeah, some days I'm just like, I can't do this, please.
Yeah.
You know?
Despite that, like, all of those stories you hear, on some level, you'll be, even the days you don't want to hear them, you're kind of storing them away, I'm sure, at some level. And
yeah, you save them in the background for days that I can take it, yeah.
Yeah. You got a little tattoo as well to mark the year, did you?
I did.
This is radio, but I can see it.
So the thing with my dad was, he couldn't draw. So all he could draw was this little rabbit. I think a lot of people of that kind of vintage drew this particular rabbit it's like you draw an eight and that's the mouth and then you kind of add up. So I think a lot of people, maybe around school at that, yeah, you know, 60s, 70s folk, that's what he used to draw. That's all he could draw. So I used to slag him over it. So he used to put it on every card, every Christmas card and birthday card. And I have his handwriting, so I just got it taken straight from the card onto my arm. So
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's really nice. You've got the anniversary. So the anniversary was yesterday.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, you know, you've got Father's Day this weekend. Are days like that, and we would have had, obviously, kind of Christmas came almost slap bang in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
You know, from Christie's point of view and his departure. Mm-hmm. Are those the times of year it's most difficult?
Yeah, it's rough. Like, he loved Christmas, so Christmas was hard. We normally have Christmas in my mum's house. I do dinner there. And the year previous, I was there babysitting him that day. My mum went to work Christmas Eve. So I was babysitting him for that day and getting all the veg ready and Christmas Eve, like getting, you know, all the stuff done in advance. So Christmas last year then, I kind of was thinking back to this time last year. I was with him and he was sitting in the kitchen chatting to me, and you kind of, that's what you get when it's this time last year. But I've now run out of that, because as of today, this time last year, he wasn't here. As regards Father's Day, I'm hoping to not even think about that. I hope my husband understands this year that it's going to be a bit of a crap one for him, because I can't even think about it.
He does now, if he's listening.
He does now, yeah, surprise. the way it happened last year, it fell this week as well somehow. So the day of the funeral was the Saturday and Father's Day was the Sunday. So I kind of was, it was like, my God, is this some sort of sick joke? But because I was still all over the place from the funeral, I was able to just kind of brush it off. Whereas this year, it's very much like,
yeah,
happening.
You know, there was some controversy at the time around, say, the tribute night with the band. And then there was some of the tributes were maybe less effusive and talked about maybe some of Christie's difficulties more than some of his achievements. Mm-hmm. Like, did all of that and all that noise, did that bother you much at the time? Or were you just kind of focused on yourselves and dealing with this as a family? Did you just try and ignore it?
Yeah, obviously I always try to ignore any negative that come, especially when you're trying to do a positive thing, which we were just trying to have a night of celebration for my dad. True music that he loved and music he loved to sing, and whether it be Aslan music or Bowie or whatever, ballads, that's kind of all we wanted to do. But yeah, of course, there's negative comes with everything, and you can kind of, you have to take the good with the bad, I suppose. You can't sit and expect people to throw okays at you 24/7. You're going to get, you know, there's going to be negatives and there's going to be stuff. And like that, people, like you say, people bringing up things from his past or whatever, that kind of says more about those people. If somebody's going to speak, without sounding kind of cliche, but speaking ill of the dead, I suppose. I mean, who's, like, he did no harm to most people. So if people are going to bring up stuff like that, I mean, it says more about them than us.
You've your own gigs coming up.
I do.
In the next little while.
Yep.
Where and when?
So this month, there's a lot of festivals kind of happening. Yeah. So July, I'm in, where am I in July? Kilkenny.
You're in Kilkenny in July. I know that.
That's right, thank you. Kilkenny Outdoor Festival in July. And then I have a couple more around the country. And then August, I'm doing Wexford with Damien Dempsey. We're doing The Crown in Wexford on the 3rd of August. And then the end of August, I'm over in Birmingham at Park Festival. So it's like a big Irish centre. They have a big Irish festival there. So that's the whole weekend. Looking forward to that one.
All right. Listen, if you just Google Kira Dignam, you'll find, say, at Kira Dignam on Instagram, or Kira Dignam Music as well on Facebook. And there's all the details on the different social platforms as well, and details of how to get tickets to any of these upcoming gigs. Kira, it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.